time, your future is in my hands. Your life, your savings, your debt, your job, your children, your hope, your work. Did I say your job? I think work and job, same thing, right? Your dreams all in my hand. I'm a member of Congress. Okay, all right. Jennifer ba-dum-bum. Horn. Yes, it is a ba-dum-bum kind of day. Is today Wednesday? It is Wednesday, right? Yeah. I know, it's new at DougStephan.com today. Here we have the fix. Jennifer, you ready for the fix?
I would love a fix.
It is time. By the way, you can watch the streaming video. It's radio and television. With Doug and his, I have a special shirt on today. Well,
it's a reveal.
I'll reveal it in a matter of moments. Meanwhile, the story about a mayor of a small town who found a way to deal with cars that are left parked in the bike lane. Doesn't that drive you nuts when you are looking for a place? You know, you have this is supposed to be most of the communities now have these bike lanes. Bigger, like Los Angeles, Jennifer. They've got bike lanes all over the place, right?
They sure do, yep.
So this fellow has the bike lanes in his car, in his town, and he's not happy when people park their cars there. So he sent out to the National Guard, sent out for a tank.
Oh, okay.
And he brought a tank into town and found if cars were parked illegally, he would get in the tank himself and go up and down where the cars are parked illegally and crush the cars with a tank.
Wow.
How's that?
That's dramatic. That's definitely dramatic.
He says that people who are involved in this type of parking violation show a lack of respect for other people. So how about them apples?
Hmm.
Right? Is that a way to handle it? There's a lot of anger today. I read some shamanism last night and this morning. You know what shamanism is? Some people say shamanism. I like shamanism better because shame sort of implies something that...
That there should be shame.
Right, no.
When you study shamanism.
You know what shamanism is?
Like medicine doctors?
Who's...
Shaman?
Well, that's not bad. Let's start with that premise. Okay, here's the first question. 800-510-8255. We'll give you some of our... the new find, the new excitement that's being created here at the Good Day program is over this e-food.
Mm-hmm.
The e-food, if you're watching me do the broadcast on television, I just reached over because I always like to have a little more. I got 3 pages of information on e-food, which you can find out about if you go to DougStephan.com, click on the Friends section, or go just to the right-hand side underneath where there's a picture of a bulldog that's not Charlotte. I've left that up there because it's so... It just so sets the standard or the mood for getting everybody to chill out. People are just so worked up, my God, about everything. So just throw a bucket of ice on your head and calm down. And that's sort of what shamanism is about, by the way, or shamanism. 800-510-8255. But I want a little more information, please. Spend a little time. Somebody will look it up, and you'll get some of our free e-food. Contest prizes include things from the Doug Stephan Closet. And also, the folks at eFood have kindly complimented us with some of the wonderful product that has been developed by the folks in the space program. Now commercially adaptable, things that will last for 25 years or so that are all organic. Jennifer had a great idea yesterday. You take it with you on the plane and spend $11 for a silly sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
It's gooey and ugh, anyway.
Plane, car, everywhere.
Yeah. You just take it with you. And so we're offering free food for you in the Friends section at DougStephan.com. So if you want to check that out, it would be worthwhile for you. Free food at DougStephan.com. So why did I bring that up right now? Because I wanted to give it to you as a prize. That was it. For figuring out what shamanism is. All right.
It's one of those kind of Wednesdays, right?
Well, I just want to make sure that I have everything in the correct perspective. Everything to each time there is a moment. You got that? Or to each moment there is a time. It's kind of like turn.
Every season.
There
turn.
Is. Right, yeah. Okay. So 800-510-8255. As loath as I am to underscore this, we're looking at some of the things that are new today at DougStephan.com, there is an Armageddon alert.
Uh-oh.
That has been posted in Texas.
Oh.
A lake has turned blood red. This is a popular
for
fishing.
Real, for real?
Well,
seen it?
It's the San Angelo State Park in West Texas. Those of you who are listening in West Texas, what do you know about this? 800-510-8255. There's a drought certainly there. The water is stagnant, and so it's full of dead fish.
Ooh.
And as it's full of dead fish, the water has turned sort of an opaque red color. Some people believe this is the apocalypse.
Ooh. Well, that guy has been predicting it for a while.
Early sign, right. What's his name, Parkman? What's that guy's name?
No, not Parkman.
Camping. Thank you, Michael. Yes. Camping. Yeah, right. Anyway. So the look is a result of Chromatacea bacteria, which thrive on oxygen-deprived water. Around here, it turns green. Mm-hmm. I have a couple of ponds on one of the farms that I have.
Yeah,
when the water doesn't
water.
Move, it turns green. But down
but
in Texas,
red.
Turns red. So is it the end? There's a pretty good fish population down there, according to some of the people that used to go fishing. But now they can't fish there anymore because all the fish are dead. I don't know. I mean, I look at it this way, the positive way of looking at it. Fish are already dead. You don't have to kill them. You just have to cook them.
That's right. Just go in with the net.
Right. Yeah,
can you,
exactly.
Can you eat fish out of red water? I don't know.
You don't want to. I'm just always being facetious. You don't want to do that. All right. So anyway, a couple of things, elementary things that are going on that sort of bring us, put things into perspective, if you will. The story of James Best, another item of interest here. I would like you to tell us who James Best is and why he is in the news. 800, we got a 2020 news quiz. Is it too early for it? Or can
well, we've got shamanism. What is shamanism?
What is shamanism, number one?
Right.
And number two, who is James Best and why is he in the news? All right, two of those things, two opportunities for you to win a swell prize at 800-510-8255, some of our free food from eFoods. Bottom line here is that we're curious sort. We want to know. We want you to know. Here's an opportunity for everybody to know. 800-510-8255. You are following what has been going on Facebook. Yesterday we asked about casinos and whether or not, wasn't that yesterday?
That was yesterday, yep.
All right, so what kind of feedback did you get from people?
Pretty supportive. We were talking yesterday about whether or not casinos could, in your community, save local or state governments.
Yep.
And we've got some pretty positive response. D.D. Martin says, I don't know if it would save government, but it would definitely bring revenue into the town. I would support a casino. I think gambling should be legal everywhere. It's not the government's job to make sure people don't make stupid decisions like overspending.
Right.
Amy said that she would definitely support that. However, when the government tried a few months ago, the natives fought it and won, so the casinos are on the reservation still. Josh Jones says, why not? Zealots always fight it, though. If you have those scratch-off lottery tickets, then why can't I play blackjack? And then Tim was the only one that kind of dissented on it. He said, no, casinos are attacks on the mathematically challenged.
Casinos are an attack on the mathematically
attacks.
Challenged?
Attacks. On the mathematically challenged.
Tax.
A tax, yes.
The mathematically challenged? I don't know if it's mathematically. I think there are other things that is indicative.
The good
of.
Sense challenged, maybe.
Yeah, exactly. All right. So that's part and parcel of we have all kinds of things. Always there is at DougStephan.com a number of ways for you to express yourself. I noticed that the traffic to the website was up about 4, 5, 6% last week. And I was wondering what we were doing differently. That was the case. Is it because we're video? The program is on television, or it's a camera. There's me and
there
the
is
studio
you.
There. And why does that bring people around? I wonder.
It brings me around.
That's perfect. Yes. All right. So we have two things: shamanism in the focus, and I want to know if you know who James Best is. Both of them are part of good, thorough discussion of what's going on in the world from our point of view, which not necessarily what everybody else's point of view is. But these things are, we aim every day here, for those of you who are new to the program, to focus on things that are not part of what everybody else is talking about. You find the stuff, and some people say, well, that's a good idea. Other people say, well, why don't you talk about what everybody else is talking about? In some way, shape, or form, we are, but wouldn't you rather have a little more expanded mind than the stuff that is available everywhere, so you go find it and you look at it and yada, yada. Here, I want to help you know some things, enlighten you, if you will, to the big, wide, wonderful world that there is out there, because it is. And I fear that we are not serving, those of us who do this for a living, we're not serving the best interests of the greater good by continually harping on things that are kind of negative and all about politics and just the same old, same old. I mean, the debt ceiling, where can you go with that conversation? It's over. Mm-hmm. Done. Finished. So let's have a new conversation. James Best. Who's he?
Who is he?
And what can we learn from shamanism? Okay. 800-510-8255. I think we get people working. We're interested. There's also a very interesting video today at DougStephan.com. Gary is in New York City. He's a construction worker. He spends his lunch hour in a very interesting way. We'll have the audio from that coming up in a few minutes here on Good Day.
It's the freshest, healthiest version of your skin. Come to Clinique at Macy's and see how three simple steps help your skin look and feel great. Cleanse to purify. Exfoliate so fresh skin surfaces. Moisturize to a healthy glow. It's Clinique's famous three-step skincare system. Right now, buy any step and receive free 10-day supplies to complete your customized three-step system. Say yes to great skin. Now at Clinique at Macy's. One set to a client, please, while supplies last.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once, literally. I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network installed free. Plus your choice of HBO, Cinemax, or Starz free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish Network will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-842-1870. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $24.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-842-1870. That's 800-842-1870. Again, 800-842-1870. Limited time off for prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Final round time. If two's company and three's a crowd, what's 207?
A bar mitzvah?
Correct. Opportunity never knocks twice. Why not?
It's got sore knuckle?
Correct.
Yes.
How fast does Netflix let you watch TV episodes and movies?
Instantly, through your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Yeah.
Sir, put your shirt back on.
But I'm excited.
You're scaring the children.
800-510-8255, the Doug Stephan Good Day program. If you look at the website, we're kind of spending some time at DougStephan.com. Phil Lempert, our supermarket guru, has everything you need to know about chicken today.
Bawk, 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 bawk.
It's a singing chicken, 21 after
pretty
the
good
hour.
Pretty
yeah.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
What better way to commune with nature than to get naked?
I can think of 100,000 ways to commune with nature other than being naked in nature.
Naked.
Right. I can't imagine walking through, like, brush naked. That's
bugs. Well, I get ticks on my body without being naked running around in the woods.
They're in your hair.
That kind of stuff.
Yeah, imagine where they could be.
Into your woohoo.
Yeah.
Excuse me, my woohoo.
Yeah, your woohoo. Woohoo. Hey, don't look at me. I ain't biting no more butts.
Join the party, Doug Stephens, today.
When the Pope arrived at the White House, he was given a 21-gun salute.
That's got to make Barack Obama a little uncomfortable. Guns and religion, you know, kind of thing. Get a little bitter, I don't know about that.
Famous physicist Stephen Hawking said, "There is no heaven, and people who believe there is believe in fairy tales." Yeah. Yeah, I guess it was the most awkward wedding toast ever.
I've come around a little on him. Conan O'Brien and Jay Leno with a little fun. Always good to start your day with a little bit of fun. 25 after the hour, Doug Stephan, Jennifer Horn, Michael's at the controls in our studio in Washington. Who knows where Richie is, but I'm sure that in the sun,
it's a mystery.
When he comes out from under his rock, the sun will be shining. It'll be great. It's a super day on a good day, another great American day. Our focus is on a couple of things. I want to discuss shamanism, if you will. For that, though, I want to find out who James Best is. Why is he in the news? That's our 2020 News Quiz question, to be answered perhaps by Kathy, who's in Russellville, Arkansas. Hi, Kathy. Welcome to Good Day. Hi.
Hi, hello. Hi, good morning.
How are you today?
Good morning.
I am doing just tip-top.
Fine and dandy,
good.
As it were.
Fine and dandy.
All right, so what is there that we need to know about James Best?
He was Sheriff Roscoe P. Coltrane on Dukes of Hazzard.
He was, in fact. He was.
There's the music. Gotta love it.
A good old boy.
All right, so, but do you know why he's in the news, Kathy?
No, I haven't heard that.
All right. So if you look at the, if you follow, you ever go to check things out at DougStephan.com, some of the stories that we have that are not necessarily on the top of the headline banner, but interesting things. Like in
no,
this...
because I'm a new listener.
Are you?
Oh,
aren't
cool.
You sweet? Well,
good.
That's good. All right, well, you go to DougStephan.com. You'll see that Mr. Best, who, as you've suggested, did play Roscoe Coltrane on the Dukes of Hazzard, has filed a lawsuit against Warner Brothers for royalties he's owed. Apparently, he's due about $25 million.
Wow.
That Warner Brothers has tried to cheat him out of under the original agreement in order to get him onto the series. He was given a piece, and a lot of the actors are, for payment in...
like a percentage of what's due, right?
Well, it's a percentage of what happens in reruns.
Okay.
In essence, you get paid for actually shooting the show. That's how it works. You get paid up front for whatever the SAG sometimes minimums are, or you make your own contract, it's worth X number of dollars. But then if the program goes into syndication or reruns or however it is that you describe it, then the actors are entitled to a piece of whatever happens. Like, what is it, Schneider and Wopat? Who played the Dixie or Duke? What's her name? What was the woman's name?
Oh, Daisy Duke was...
Catherine Bach.
Catherine Bach, right.
So all those people would have been sharing in the money from the series, which aired from 79 to 85 and has been in reruns forever,
mm-hmm.
right? And there was a movie. I don't know. He can't claim anything out of the movie, but he certainly can get his piece out of this. And the same thing happened with somebody else recently. Do you remember? Anybody remember?
Yeah, it was the Happy Days cast.
The whole cast from Happy Days.
Yeah, almost the whole cast.
Right, it was. The guy who died... the Bosley, right? Wasn't that
Tom Bosley?
Yeah, and that group, there were four or five in there that sued, and they got their money, about $10 million
sure
apiece,
mm-hmm.
if I remember correctly. So this guy's probably right. So that's why he's in the news, Kathy. You get
the
free e-food.
Get him.
Hold on just a second. Good job. I'm glad that you're a new listener. I always love those new listeners. Okay, we deal with shamanism next on Good Day, 28 past the hour.
Coffee, please.
Phyllis, what's that spring in your step? Are you in love?
In love with Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. My feet feel fantastic.
What?
The Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Kiosk at Walmart. It measures and analyzes your feet, then recommends the Custom Fit Orthotic that's best for you.
Sounds expensive.
No way. They're a great deal.
Hey, get that guy his coffee. I'm off to Walmart.
Go to Walmart.com and search Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics for a kiosk nearest you. Savings versus other custom orthotics insert brands sold at retail.
Protection against web-based threats like malware and phishing has become a serious challenge for companies with distributed workforces. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Web Security Flex combines physical and virtual gateways with cloud services to protect both on-site and remote users from a single portal. Stop web threats. Visit Barracuda.com/Flex to try Barracuda Web Security Flex free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/Flex.
Dear Mom and Dad, one thing I've learned in the Army is that when you're lucky enough to get a little time off, you should put it to good use. So I'm taking a moment to write and tell you that I'm fine and doing well. We have good days and bad days over here. We try to remember the good ones and get through the bad ones as best we can. Mostly we have each other, and that's what keeps us going. That and the pride of our commitment to getting the job done, whatever it takes. I miss you all very much and can't wait to get back to life as usual. Please tell everybody hello for me, and that I'll be home soon. And Mom, since you asked, if anyone wants to help, just tell them to contact the USO. You can't believe how much they do for us. With love, your son, Michael.
The USO depends on the generosity of the American people. People just like you. To find out how you can help, visit us at USO.org. The USO. Until everyone... comes home.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Congratulations to our friends at eFoodsDirect.com. In August, they celebrate 30 years in the long-term storable food business. To celebrate, eFoodsDirect.com is offering the lowest price ever on their one-year Freedom Food Supply. even less than the price in 1981. For a limited time, you get 30% off a one-year Freedom Supply, which provides three hearty meals per day for one adult. The Freedom Supply includes a large variety of fruits and vegetables, dairy, legumes, grains, sprouting seeds, and more. Plus, you get a generous supply of their quick-fix meals. This is the most complete, extensive, and affordable unit they have ever offered. Call 800-409-5633 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get 30% off a one-year food supply. If you have ever considered getting a supply, now is the time. Call 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are known to be connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein powder on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Everybody okay?
Lights, camera, in action. 33 after the hour, the smiling Doug Steffen person with the smiling Jennifer Horn person. I just stubbed my toe.
Oh, I heard it. It didn't sound pretty at all.
Well, what came out of my mouth didn't sound pretty.
You didn't say anything bad. You just
said, I think I said something about manure.
Oh.
If I'm not mistaken.
I didn't even hear that. I didn't even register.
All right, so we're talking about the news of the day, the events of the day, the things that folks in the know are talking about. I have come across some shamanism, so I want to know what you know about that. We have our free food from eFood that we're giving away to people to come up with the right answer. There's another person in the news today that I'm curious to know, if you know, why he is in the news. His name is Jonathan May Bowles. Jonathan May Bowles. Why would he be in the news? News, we have the 2020 news quiz. Nothing that says I can only ask one question. I can ask two if I want to.
You can ask three if
I can
you
ask
want.
As much as I want. All right, so you got 5 minutes to figure out who this guy is. His name is Jonathan May Bowles. Why is he in the news today? Pray tell. 800-510-8255. Meanwhile, Frank is in Williamsport. And Williamsport's a great place for the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Frank, how long have you been listening to this program?
Today's the first time, actually. I'm a
brand new
listener.
Wow. Two in a row.
WRAK is happy to hear that. That's very nice. Thank you, Frank.
All right, yeah, so I turned on the radio, and one of the first things I heard was your two questions, and yeah. I think I have the answer to one. James Best, I didn't know, and the one you just put on, Jonathan Bowles, I also am not familiar
with. That's okay,
that.
But you don't have to have – there's only – the way we do this is if I ask a question trying to get people stimulated and thinking about what's going on in the world, I would only want you to answer one anyway because I want to give other people the chance to be heard. If you have the answer to one question, that's perfect. What do you know about?
I think I have. I possibly have some clue about the shamanism.
Yep.
It seems to me when I hear shamanism, I think a witch doctor or magician,
mm-hmm.
Or somebody. I think Native Americans actually had shamans, and they would go into a trance and dance, and they
No, okay. They were like the medicine man, right?
Like a medicine man. It's another name for medicine man. But they also have shamanism, I think, in India.
And that's more my point. I was not thinking, nor was I in an attributive way, aiming you toward what may have happened here in terms of the native population. This goes back. The foundation for shamanism goes way back. There are a lot of people who believe and a lot of people who practice this, by the way. There's a spiritual world. Some of us feel good about a connection to it. Other people don't because they think that this is occultism. This is not a cult. There are some things that are a cult. If you know, I don't happen to be put off by that. Some people are. That's fine. That's your belief. Help yourself. But my focus on it, a shaman, S-H-A-M-A-N, is a medicine man, a healer, if you will, in the basic tenet of this understanding. They are beings that have the ability to sort of heal you, to work with energy, to sort of have visions. And there are people who use herbal concoctions sometimes that some think are hallucinogenic that are connected to shamanism, but that isn't the case. In reality, if you really understand what it's all about, that isn't the case at all. The fact is, who else does that sound like? Limbaugh? The fact is, the truth is. All right, well, in reality, shamanism is good for anthropological conversation, I feel. I think that there is so much going on in the world, and we need to have different ideas discussed. We've had a lot of people that try to shut down discussion or push people's ideas out that don't necessarily agree with theirs, and I think that that's the wrong way to approach how you learn. Correct. I think you need to be.
I agree 100%. I think there may very well be something to shamanism and practices like that that we don't know enough about.
I'm going to put up I'm going to somehow post at DougStephan.com something that I found from thepowerpath.com. Jennifer, you might want to check that out, or
okay.
You may want to as well, Frank, or people listening, thepowerpath.com. The reason that it came to my attention is because this month of August, I think you heard me say this in the last week or so, I've been talking a lot about energy and how things are changing and how with the new moon even. We had a new moon the other night. If you look at the moon last night, just a little sliver, because we went into this new moon period. That is it's a time, sometimes during the year, they're more powerful than others, the new moons. And this is a very powerful time of the year 2011. A lot of new things, overwhelming for some people, overwhelming because there's so much energy, people can't handle it. Their minds, their mental ability, the way that you problem solve. Again, I'm talking to Frank, and I'm talking to Jennifer, and I'm talking to you, and this is about me. When you think about how you make yourself aware intellectually, there's a difference between your intellect and your instinct. You know what I mean, Frank?
Correct. Absolutely right.
So how do you think you use your intellect versus your instincts? How in your everyday life do you? Because they're both tools. The intellect is a tool, and the instinct that you have is a tool. How do you use that?
I think I can separate the two. I think intellect is somebody's raw ability to be able to solve a problem, whether it's a simple mm-hmm. problem or a complex or an abstract problem. I think that's a measure of intelligence, intellect, somebody's ability to solve problems.
Yeah. I think you are right, and that's one of the reasons that shamanism is so important now, because what it does is have you look at ways of solving problems in a time when things are moving so quickly, things are changing so fast. You know, we all resort to resistance when it comes to change. We don't like change. We resist it. We get in the way of it. It just is uncomfortable. And yet we look at the realities in our country. We look at the realities in our lives, and things are changing so dramatically. It's frustrating. We're like, hello, this is like zombie land.
I have met people along the course of my life. I'm 68, who had less than a high school education, but were the most intelligent people I've ever met because they they could just figure things out instantly with their raw intellect. And I often thought about those people. If their life, you know, circumstances had taken them a different way, they could have been doctors, lawyers,
yeah,
architects, engineers. But it didn't. But they still had that raw intellect. So I think that's the difference between intellect and then having a good instinctive feeling about something.
Right.
That's
intellect and instinct sometimes go well together. You're well on your way to understanding what shamanism is all about. And I think that there are things. I find people have thought I was shamanistic because of my relationship to the animal world. Mm-hmm. I'm very close to, in a grounded way, much of the animal kingdom. Not all of it do I understand, but I certainly understand the basics of animals and how they are to be respected for the most part. And people criticize me because they think that I'm not consistent when I say coyotes and woodchucks and foxes
and cats
and geese. Well, I don't understand about cats, but you don't want to shoot off that. But the thing, I think those animals, although the instinct tells me they're here for a purpose, my intellect says they get in the way of what goes on my farm, and they are a danger to the animals that I more respect than them, so I want them to be marginalized. You know what I mean?
Right, certain species.
Right, so that's the difference. Go ahead.
I think animals may very well share in an afterlife, to be quite honest with you.
I do. I agree with you 100% on that.
Yeah, I absolutely 100%. Do.
Good to talk to you, Frank. You're a very stimulating guy. I'm glad you're a listener. I'm pleased and proud to have you there. Hold on a second. We'll send you some of our new e-food, which all of you can check out at DougStephan.com. Get your free food. The box is in the we have two different places to go. The friends section is a good place to go. It's a gold box, sort of rectangular. Sign up for your free food there. I think you'll like what this is all about. Okay, so we're out of the 2020 window, but we have time before we go to Dr. Ken to speak with Zach, who is in Lynchburg, Virginia, listening to Good Day. Zach, welcome. How are you?
Hey, good morning. How are you guys doing?
Morning. We're doing well, thank you. You have a clarity or identity of Jonathan May Bowles for us.
I do. Was he the guy that threw the pie at Rupert Murdoch's face?
He is the man. Would you like to shake his hand? He
and
threw
he has
the
three
pie.
Names, so he's an evildoer. That's
right.
Good.
He certainly is an evildoer. He threw the pie. It was a foam pie. Actually, suppose that this guy is a comedian. But he was there. Right. I mean, there are people who are upset about the whole phone hacking scandal. And so this guy was trying to call attention to himself. Instead, he got himself arrested and got 6 weeks in the slammer. Did you know that, Zach?
I did not. That's funny.
Yeah. He
went
to
the funniest thing he's ever done.
Well, I've never heard of the guy before, but I bet a lot of people. My daughter just got home from England last night, and she called me when she got off the plane. And apparently, this is the buzz in England. She's been in England for 2 weeks, and this is what people are talking about. What's going on with Murdoch? This guy who threw the pie, the reaction of his wife to it, and this is of huge importance, she said, to so many people over there. Parliament's talking about it. Everybody, civilized and uncivilized, just it's the gossip. It's the talk in the pubs. It really is amazing how this thing has taken over in everybody's mind or many people's minds in England.
He's our Charlie Sheen, huh?
Well, he's there, Charlie Sheen. I don't know about our Charlie Sheen. Yeah, right. Yep. So anyway, he got 6 weeks for those who didn't know it. That's good. You figured it out, Zach, so we'll send you some free e-food as well, all right? Hold on just a second. Thanks for being a listener, by the way. 800-510-8255, always the way to be in touch with us here on the Good Day program. Also, you can follow us on Facebook. I think today would be a good day for us, as I'm looking at what we, I want to find out later on today. We haven't got time to do it now. I want to talk about lunch, what you do with your lunch hour. So maybe you post that, Jen.
Sure.
Would you? Let's find out from people how they spend their lunch hour. That'll be one of our threads through the program this morning. 15 before the hour, Dr. Ken is next here on Good Day.
My wife's monthly trip to the beauty salon was really adding up. I mean, between dyeing her roots and trimming the dead ends, we were going dead broke. So to save some money, I'm cutting it for her while she sleeps. No, don't wake up yet. Go to sleep, go to sleep. You're almost gorgeous. Oh, she is going to love this.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
At O'Reilly Auto Parts, we have everyday low prices on the parts and accessories you need to keep your vehicle at its best. Our guaranteed low prices ensure you're always getting our best deal. In fact, we'll match any local auto parts store's price on any like item. We have the parts you need at prices you can be sure of. Come see for yourself at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's the freshest, healthiest version of your skin. Come to Clinique at Macy's and see how three simple steps help your skin look and feel great. Cleanse to purify. Exfoliate so fresh skin surfaces. Moisturize to a healthy glow. It's Clinique's famous three-step skincare system. Right now, buy any step and receive free 10-day supplies to complete your customized three-step system. Say yes to great skin. Now at Clinique at Macy's. One set to a client, please, while supplies last.
I'm Doug Steffen. 13 before the hour, Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here, and he's brought to you by AlloCure. Immediate digestive relief from AlloCure. If you'd like to try this digestive relief, you call 855-TRY-ALLOCURE, TRYALOECURE. Actually, we'll translate it. It's 855, toll-free, 855-879-2873. Get a special offer. The special thing about this, though, is that it is a preventative, Ken, right?
Absolutely. It helps to maintain and calm your stomach acid. It allows your body to heal itself. It's the number one aloe-based supplement for balancing stomach acid. It also has added benefits like maintaining normal blood sugar, naturally relieves heartburn and acid reflux. Before you try the pills for acid reflux, please try this. No problems. Studies have shown it's effective and safe.
If you're looking for freedom to eat whatever you want and sleep through the night and not be a prisoner to your own bathroom, call 855-TRY-ALLOCURE. 855-TRYALLOECURE. Aloe vera. It's really the key, and it's what AlloCure is all about. 855-879-2873. All right, more news about smoking. Did you see that thing today, Ken, about hot dogs? Somebody claiming hot dogs are more dangerous. A hot dog a day is worse than smoking.
Boy, they want to take all the fun away, don't they? Go to the ballpark, enjoy a hot dog. These guys need to get a life.
Yeah.
Just everything in moderation.
That's right. A hot dog a day with all the preserves. You can understand why that might not be.
Worse
than smoking?
That.
Good Lord.
Okay, yeah. Right. This is important study out of neurology that smoking, diabetes, and obesity, these risk factors in middle age, Doug, may cause your brain to shrink, leading to mental declines up to a decade later.
So how would that smoking, I guess I understand because
the key is healthy living helps keep the brain working longer. As
right.
Rich would say, it's a big duh. It's now been proven in a good study.
I say it could be a big duh, too. Why do you have to give him credit? Why don't you give me some credit?
On the original big duh right here. Duh.
No,
that's where we all learn the duh from.
Duh. Okay. Exercise helps the heart. Duh.
Well, actually, you gave me the one. All it does, not the non-duh today. Even a little bit of exercise helps, Doug. It's better than none at all. And the more you do, the better the benefits. So take that stair, walk around, park the car far from your office. This is a medical journal, Circulation. People say they don't have enough time. Talk to your doctor before you get into a formal exercise program.
Take a hint from Jennifer and me. We walk to work every day. Do what we do and walk to work.
Yeah.
Every morning. It's
every
good
morning.
For you. Every morning.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay, exposure to magnetic fields.
Let's do a little bit of coast-to-coast radio. This is out of Archives of Pediatrics and Adolescent Medicine. This study is going to reignite, Doug, the controversies over the health dangers that might be posed by exposure to power lines and electronics. Mm-hmm. But children of mothers exposed to high levels of magnetic fields during pregnancy, they're at increased risk of developing asthma. They demonstrated a strong association between asthma and offspring, and pregnant women exposed to magnetic fields emanating from power lines, and also such household items as fluorescent lights, copy machines, electronic blankets, microwaves.
You are a magnet, and I
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Don't let summer be a bummer. Stop sunburn pain, poison ivy, and mosquito bite itch, and the burn of athlete's foot with just one Safe-All natural first aid product, Dermatol. Many GCN listeners have already discovered how effective Dermatol is as a natural, non-acidic way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many skin problems. Now this special offer. Buy one bottle of Dermatol, get one bottle free. Call 1-800-217-6677 and mention GCN. Dermatol is the must-have first aid product for your preparedness kit. Made in America by Americans, Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. And ask for the GCN Buy One, Get One Free Special, or use coupon code GCN at checkout at DermatolUSA.com. Spelled DermatolUSA.com. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Now 53 past the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. A lot of focus on Facebook, Twitter, technology. That's what we do here in this portion of the program. Just tech talk. There has to be some show called Tech. Leo Laporte on Tech Talk.
Mm-hmm.
Tech Talk. What's the right time? All right, anyway. So we have as a partner in all this, Alex Goldfein, who's our technology tailor. The question here on devices. Today, what's the old expression? You're a victim of your own devices. So mm-hmm. On which device do you... most Netflix users use all over the place here? Let me try this again. On which device do you and most Netflix users, I guess the assumption is that you are a Netflix user. Are you, Jennifer, a Netflix?
Yes,
user?
I am.
Michael, do you use Netflix? Do you have Netflix?
No.
No. Do you have a television, Michael?
Yes.
Oh, he does.
That costs $9, Doug.
What, the television?
No, Netflix.
Oh, Netflix. Okay. The price is going up to $16, though, right?
That's right.
Okay. So anyway, which device do most Netflix users view their content? Do you know
The
Wii?
Mm-hmm.
That's what you say?
Yes, that's what I say.
I don't know the answer, frankly. I'm not the one who gauges all of this, but Alex does. And he will share the results from a Nielsen survey as to how most people are using Netflix next here on Good Day.
My wife's monthly trip to the beauty salon was really adding up. I mean, between dyeing her roots and trimming the dead ends, we were going dead broke. So to save some money, I'm cutting it for her while she sleeps. Don't wake up yet. Go to sleep, go to sleep. You're almost gorgeous. Oh, she's going to love this.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Now, the Technology Tailor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfein.
An interesting survey by Nielsen tells how we're watching internet television services like Netflix and Hulu.
Here are the findings. 42% of Netflix users watch its programming directly on a computer, while a whopping 9 out of 10 people watch Hulu on a PC. This is because Netflix is widely available over television-connected devices. 25% watch Netflix over a Nintendo Wii. 14% connect the PC to their TV. 13% on the Sony's PlayStation 3, and 12% on the Xbox. Now, here's what's interesting. Only 3% of Netflix viewers and 2% of Hulu watchers use the service on their mobile phone. The numbers are similarly small for the iPad. Just 3% of Netflix users and 1% of Hulu watchers use their tablet. These services are great ways to get television away from your big TV and away from your computer. Thing is, we don't want to watch stuff there. I'm Alex Goldfein.
Bonus round time. If you can't teach an old dog new tricks, what can you teach him?
Conversational French?
Correct. Gingerbread men are...
Gingerbread boys, all grown up.
Correct. True or false? Netflix lets you watch movies instantly through your game console or other devices.
Duh, true.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Did I just win that new car over there?
No, I did.
All right, if you are somebody who likes to make it on the Internet, you want to make it on the Internet these days, often means incorporating plenty of video, especially with tablets and smartphones, making them more accessible. So how can small businesses pull off web video like a pro? You want to know?
Yes.
Who wants to know? Everybody wants to know. All right, Brian Osich will help you out, Jennifer, right now.
With the web rapidly shifting from text to video, small businesses are adapting to consumers who expect video everywhere online. But cost-effective solutions have been scarce. Dae Mellencamp is the general manager of the online video sharing site Vimeo. She says their new Vimeo Pro account combines high quality with easy, affordable video hosting.
Until now, high-quality, professional video hosting has been expensive and confusing for small business owners who've fallen between the cracks of limited free services and massive enterprise solutions.
Mellencamp says that Vimeo Pro gives your business a power video hosting solution priced at $199 as a flat annual fee.
Vimeo Pro not only features exceptional HD quality, but extensive video player customization, advanced statistics, social media sharing, and more.
For more information, you can visit VimeoPro.com. That's Business Sense from Vimeo.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program, cracking down on ignorance. Tired of so much ignorance in our world. Did you know that about 2% of fans return to a Facebook page after they say they like it? 2%.
Huh. That's it?
That's it.
Huh.
So what if a friend told you they liked you, then they never called, never visited... Never had
it's
any
happened
idea.
Before, Doug. 2%.
The 2% solution. Sounds like a new kind of milk. All right, so we're at the end of this hour of conversation. It's 59 past the hour. You're listening to the Doug
Thanks
Steffen.
For bringing it up.
Good day, bro.